Blog Talk Radio. But man has common sense, he has all the sense there is. Now, this is unfortunately the motto in Congress, and they're told, new congressmen and congresswomen are told this when they, given this advice when they come into the Congress. If you want to get along, go along. In my many years as a representative in Congress, I can't figure out what's going around here, why I haven't got this. For some reason here, we can't get the rest of it. Here's the other thing. It has been my ambition since childhood to live such a life that one day we got some problems. Too many critics make the mistakes, the deliberations of Congress or of its decisions. Here's some more. You cannot be a leader and ask other people to follow you unless you know how to follow too. You can never mix up if you simply tell the truth. Then you don't have to remember what you've said. Let's see what else you said. Now, these are some of Sam Rayburn's little aphorisms, and a lot of them are apropos to today. Unfortunately, people are really discussing what's going on in Congress, not only in Congress, the judiciary. We'll get into Newt Gingrich had some points about the judiciary, the judges, but he was off on his focus. And we'll get into that another day because I have some experience in that, having my first job having worked in the federal courthouse in the Seventh Circuit. Among the other birthdays today, Francis L. Sullivan, he's a big fat guy who was in many of the movies in the 40s. Then Danny Thomas, who was Lebanese background, and of course his daughter Marlo married. Donahue. And, of course, Danny Thomas is very big on pushing St. Jude's Hospital. I think it's in Tennessee. And those of you who are concerned about the Moonies, the Reverend Sun Moon was born today in 1920. Then a famous pollster, although you know you should ask these questions about pollsters, who put the questions together, who pays for the pollsters, who tallies, who verifies the question, who asks the questions, and who verifies the answers, and who decides what area and who should be polled. But Lou Harris, was born today, and those of us who like bluegrass music, Earl Scruggs was born today, and then the famous coach for Notre Dame football, who's also on Hannity, John Holtz, was born today. Then we have the deaths. Famous Austrian monk, a lot of Austrians seem to get into music and science, Gregor Mendel. He did scientific studies on heredity. Teddy Roosevelt died today in 1919. And then the founder of the Giants, New York Giants baseball team, Charles Stoneham, who is the father of Horace Stoneham, he died today. Now, Horace Stoneham and Mayor George Christopher worked out a deal to bring the New York Giants to San Francisco instead of them allowing themselves to be sold to Los Angeles, to Chavez Ravine, to be their stadium. It was quite a coup, and I do have the interviews. It's rare. George Christopher, San Francisco's greatest modern mayor, last honest, ethical, competent mayor of San Francisco. We've had so many slime balls since. And he was also a diplomat. So again, so we'll play the interview again. And then my father worked for this company, John MacArthur, who was a cousin of General Douglas MacArthur, founder of Bankers Life and Casualty in Chicago. My dad worked for that company. He died today. And then the great jazz trumpeter, Dizzy Gillespie, I think he was Canadian, he died today. Then one of the greatest male ballet dancer, Rudolf Nureyev, is Russian. He caught AIDS supposedly in San Francisco. He died at 48. And then we have Bill Clinton's mother, Virginia Kelly Clinton. She died today. And then among the interesting events, we had, it's kind of interesting. In 1497, the Jews were expelled from Syria. Lima, Peru was founded by Francisco Pizarro. And Henry VIII married Ann of Cleves, who's that marriage lasted 6 months, and Henry died later, believed to have died of syphilis or AIDS, not AIDS, but syphilis or gonorrhea. And then this is a precedent that the later FDR picked up during the Depression. In 1639, the colony of Virginia ordered all surplus crops to be destroyed. Later during the Depression, to raise the price of crops for farmers, FDR ordered the slaughter of pigs, livestock, and crops to be plowed under. 1773, Massachusetts slaves petitioned that legislature for freedom. Then later, the Anti-Slavery Society was founded. Then we have Samuel Morse, who demonstrated the telegraph. Of course, we had Alexander Bell coming on later. Then one of the first of the big political financial scandals, Credit Mobilier scandal involving members or people connected to Ulysses S. Grant's administration. That scandal broke, and that was a French scandal, as second ones in France were connected to the United States. And then in 1898, we had the first message from a submarine. And then in 1912, New Mexico became the 47th state to enter the Union. And then we had Merrill Lynch, the stock brokerage firm, was founded. And then Drew Raines used to talk about his great uncle, Benjamin, not Butler, but oh, God, I forgot his name. Anyway, the U.S. Marines were sent to Nicaragua, and they also sent down to Haiti. And this has been a question that a lot of people who are anti-interventionists always raise, that when we see our interests threatened, or those who rule our rulers, send down the Marines, like to Haiti. We sent them to Grenada and, of course, to Nicaragua a couple of times. So among the events, things that are cropping up, unfortunately, I've got a problem with Skype, and I don't know why this is not working out. But the public exposure or public interest in school district employees scandals, we've had the scandal at Penn State, we had the scandal at Syracuse, and we have the scandals at Colgate. These are college students, but we had in San Francisco, and this has been well covered up by the morons in the media. We have a school district employee who these sexual assault cases. They were covered up in 2004, but now they've been reopened, and it's involved in San Francisco Unified School District. Among the other scandals, and I was up there at KLWFM as a producer, we had an employee who harassed and propositioned a young student who was studying broadcast engineering. I remember the case. Another case that's come up, again, is alleged lesbian gym teacher's sexual assault on a young female student who was in the showers at the time. And this was covered up. We're going to see more and more questions about these lesbian activists who think they're beneath the radar, and they've been getting away. I hear their problems with the Girl Scouts, their problems with these lesbians, baseball coaches. It's a problem, to say the least. So because we got this unfortunate problem, I don't know what's going on with Skype. We're going to end early because I can't access our audio for some reason. So we're going to end now. We'll be back Monday, and hopefully we'll have all this problem resolved. So we're going to, I don't know what else to do. But anyway, we will be back Monday, and so thank you for bearing with for at least 15 minutes. So good night. Have a good weekend. Don't drink if you're going to drive. Don't smoke pot if you're going to drive. And we'll look forward to Monday. And also go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. We've got a lot of stuff that we'll be putting up. And it'll be interesting, to say the least. It's Peter Paul Brazola. Good night.